Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.
9FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. House Republicans are set today to release a long-awaited report on the Benghazi attacks that killed four Americans on Hillary Clinton's watch as Secretary of State. Correspondent Dana Bash has had an early look at about 200 pages of the 800-page report.
The report does conclude that the former secretary and her top aides had the intelligence to realize how high of a risk Benghazi was for her personnel. This is one quote from the report that we have. It says, "It is not clear what additional intelligence would have satisfied either Kennedy, who was one of her top aides, or the secretary in understanding the Benghazi mission compound was at risk short of an attack."
The committee report paints a picture of a perfect storm of bureaucratic inertia, rapidly worsening security in Libya, and inadequate resources in the months leading up to the deadly attacks. Uncertainty over Brexit still abounds, and there are more questions than answers about what happens next. It's not even 100% clear that elected officials in England have to go through with it.
Prime Minister David Cameron told Parliament that although it wasn't the outcome he wanted, the country will go through with Brexit.
"Of course, I don't take back what I said about the risks. It is going to be difficult. We've already seen that there are going to be adjustments within our economy, complex constitutional issues, and challenging new negotiation to undertake with Europe."
He won't be guiding those negotiations. He's leaving that up to whoever takes his place after he steps down. But now there are questions about whether they have to go through with it. The referendum wasn't binding. Ultimately, Parliament has the final say. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is making it clear this morning that while Great Britain is completing the process of withdrawing from the European Union, it still has obligations. She's heard here through a translator.
"We have a two-year period for negotiations, which can be extended. There will be, at the end of it, will be a decision on the conditions of the exit of Great Britain from the European Union. Until then, membership remains in place and all the rules and obligations have to be respected for both sides."
Merkel is also underscoring Germany's determination to both maintain close ties with Britain and work to strengthen the European Union after last week's historic Brexit vote. Virginia's attorney general is asking the state's highest court to dismiss that Republican lawsuit challenging Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring the voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. Mark Herring says the governor has clear legal authority to issue that blanket restoration of rights. Republicans say no, the governor has to restore rights on an individual basis. A judge in Rockville today holds another status hearing for the Clarksburg woman whose two small children have been missing since September of 2014.
Catherine Hoggle is the last known person to have seen her missing children, Sarah and Jacob. She's been found incompetent to stand trial, but the children's father doubts Hoggle's motive.
"It sounds like she's banking on remaining incompetent. She has her plan. Her plan is to stay there, stay out of jail, and she would like to. She even told me how long she has until they have to release her for being incompetent."
Troy Turner in an interview back in March. Last month, a judge denied efforts by prosecutors to hire a doctor for an independent competency evaluation. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has signed into law the bill raising the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020. She signed the bill at a ceremony last night. D.C. now joins a number of other cities, as well as the states of New York and California, in raising their minimum wage to $15 an hour. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,140, the Nasdaq at 45,94. Sports, the Nationals open up a 3.5-game lead over Miami with a win over the Mets. The O's had the night off, and at Wimbledon, top seed Novak Djokovic among the first-round winners. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finger to the
the pulse.
Ear to the ground. Nose to the grindstone.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Let's put this in perspective. If you want the straight scoop, here you go and listen up.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270 volume delays setting in here through Urbana and down toward Hyattstown, briefly in Clarksburg. Not what we want on 27 Ridge Road. They had an overnight work project with the paving and milling. Now, crews tell me everything has been reopened, but I'm thinking we have some rough pavement because we're still seeing delays each direction on 27 Ridge Road north of Brink Road. So expect a little extra time to get through there. On the top side of the Beltway, starting to get a little bit sluggish, heading between College Park and Silver Spring to the Wilson Bridge. It's a great time to get going, delay-free. Inbound New York Avenue lanes open, heading toward Bladensburg Road and the 3rd Street Tunnel. 95 Virginia and Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge, slowing. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front on the march, clouds already here. Showers and thunderstorms arriving most likely this afternoon. There may be some around, especially to the east this morning. Up to 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgin, the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 74 in Arlington, 75 in La Plata, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. One of the world's best places to visit? A new report ranks them. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. In about another 30 minutes, we're going to go through what we have learned as the Benghazi report information is beginning to be reported. We know exactly now what the committee found in their lengthy investigation, and we'll be giving you that information throughout the morning. At 7:05 this morning, Ken Klukowski will talk about Supreme Court decisions yesterday. 7:35, back to that Benghazi report with a member of the Benghazi committee, Representative Jim Jordan. 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli. 8:15, D.C. Board Chair Jack Evans. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. A really busy morning here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
There's a new study out from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics that categorizes how men and women work in this country. And let's just be clear, men and women work awfully hard in this country, whether it's actually in a profession where you get paid directly by an employer or through the fruits of your labor if you happen to own the business, or if you're working at home to maintain a home and keep a home wonderful for your spouse and for your children. Either way, you're all working a whole lot. But men and women work differently and work longer hours depending on the actual place of work. And let me just be very clear on the findings. Men, it turns out, seem to work longer hours at a place of employment, at a traditional office
workplace.
Or workplace, where women actually put in more hours working in the home. Now, this doesn't mean that there are more stay-at-home women and mothers or wives as opposed to men who are staying at home. This is taking into account that you've got a dual income in the house. So you're both breadwinners. you're both working, but the man spends more time at the office, and the woman spends more time doing the house cleaning and doing
the laundry. In addition to a regular job.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. So is that true in your house? I mean, are you both breadwinners, and yet one of you seems to be doing the lion's share of the load around the house, where the other one is doing the lion's share of the work outside of the house? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. And if I could bring it down to a more specific question, ladies, women specifically, do you want your man to do more around the house? I mean, do you want them actually meddling in your stuff? Do you want your husband to be doing your laundry, washing your stuff? Do you want your man to be doing more cooking and such? Because my own personal observations are the answer to that question is no. My own personal observation through many years of study with a couple of different sample audiences, I guess is the best way to put it, is that the woman generally tends to want the man to not get too involved in the housework, especially when it comes to doing the laundry and, for that matter, some of the cooking. Now, generally speaking, I think women are a little bit more inclined to let the man in the kitchen and do some cooking. But oftentimes when I volunteer to do a bunch of laundry, I am told that I do it wrong and that I don't know how to do it, and that I should just stay out of it because I'm going to ruin her things. And I wonder if that resonates with you. 888-630-9625. Maybe part of this study about housework has to do with the fact that women just don't want men doing the housework. 888-630-WMAL. Brian, no. Brian, you want to tread into this one?
Well, I walk dangerously down this path. Look, in the long-term relationships that I was in, two of them, my memory is, at least in the last one, I never, ever, 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 ever had my laundry done by anybody but me.
Your laundry?
My laundry.
But what about her laundry?
I was not allowed to touch it. and nor did I want to. I figured, well, if I've got my own to wash, I've got my hands full with just that. You know, I mean, men are different because, you know, I was wearing business suits every day. They were going to the dry cleaners, but there was underwear, there was socks, there were jeans, there were casual yes. clothes that you wore that all needed to be washed.
Sure.
And I was responsible for that. I would say that I was pretty helpful around the house and carried my weight on chores. I would say it was pretty close to 50-50. The other party might disagree, but that was my memory.
I think everybody's memory, everybody's belief, everybody's perspective is that, oh, yeah, we share the duties around the house, absolutely. But according to this study, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, no. It's partially due to women working part-time jobs compared to men, all right? But even among full-time employees, men worked 8.2 hours per day. Women work 7.8 hours per day. But then when you go down to the housework, 50% of women said they did some housework, such as cleaning or laundry, every day, while only 22% of men said the same. Only 22% of men out there say that they do some housework? What the heck is wrong with you men?
Yeah.
That means 78% of men, when asked, do you do any housework?
Went, no.
No, I don't do anything. No, Who do you think does it, dude? What the? Are you kidding me? Derek in the district, you're on WMAL. Do you carry your load, your laundry load, Derek?
Actually, I. It's an amazing thing. I set the tone kind of when we first met, because being a guy, I do the laundry the guy way. And the first time I ever did the laundry with hers included, everything went in together, and it was wash on hot and dry on hot.
Oh. What could go wrong?
You do that one time, you'll never do laundry again, I promise.
I shrunk a T-shirt that belonged to my daughter, and I have yet to hear the end of that.
Yeah, it's a bad thing when you mess it. But here's the thing. So women, why don't women want to teach us how to do laundry? It's like you make one mistake, and you're never allowed to touch the thing again for the rest of your life, Derek.
It was an honest little mistake.
Right.
You know? But it's one of those things, and granted, I do pull my weight around there. She kind of harps on me about things because, you know, I told her 6 months ago to clean out the garage, and she just won't let that go.
All right, Derek, thanks for sharing, but your phone's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I was one of those guys who sort of looked at, well, okay, you take a lot of the inside and I'll take the outside. You know, I'll do the yard.
Sure, that makes sense.
And that is until I hired somebody to start mowing my yard.
And then suddenly she's sitting around going,
hey, wait, what the heck here?
What exactly are you doing now?
I'm great with dishes and I'm a great ironer, though.
Are you good with ironing?
I can iron. My mom taught me how to iron. And I used to iron handkerchiefs. I used to iron bed sheets. I mean, my mom was like, you know.
That's nice. It's nice to have those pressed bed sheets that
I suppose
they get all wrinkled up.
They don't get ironed anymore. I can damn well tell you that.
So now my whole role in the, and I don't understand the laundry thing because I'm pretty good. I mean, I'll even separate the colors out. You know, I learned that much. And then
I'm told I don't do that right.
Really? So I separate pretty well, and I do it. But then even go the problem is all the extra step beyond the separating and beyond knowing the right temperature. Then you gotta, you know, some things don't go in the dryer, and some things only go in the dryer but on no heat and on fluff, and some things need to get hung up right away. And I was like, how am I supposed to know that? And I am told with a rather condescending tone.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I'm told, well, just read the label. And I got no time for that. I don't have any time for
label,
that.
Label, schmable.
Exactly.
Right.
All right.
Just put it in there and watch it.
We need to hear from you because apparently 78% of men out there, when asked, say, you know, proudly to the U.S. Department of Labor Statistics, nope, I don't touch any of the housework. Well, I want to hear who these men are.
Yeah.
Give us a call, 886.
What's your secret?
And ladies, if you have one of those men in your home, this is a safe haven for you to out them and vent a little bit. 888-630-WMAL. It's 615. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Ours was decided early on.
Yeah. And?
He would do his, I would do mine.
See, I think that's a very smart
way to
go.
That's the way you do it.
I was like, your clothes are so dirty, I wouldn't want them mixed with mine. It's the truth. All right, let's get around the Beltway. Outer loop, leaving College Park to Silver Spring. The crash, 29 Coltsville Road. Now, crews are moving the cameras around here. It looks like they've settled with the accident. It looks like the left lane, maybe two left lanes here, crowded with the accident. Outer loop before you get to 29 Colesville Road. And I'm looking at delays back at I-95, so keep alert through that stretch. For now, 95 still at speed as you push down toward the Beltway, 29 and the BW Parkway without any troubles. Now 270, it's been about the volume, leaving the Frederick area through Urbana and Hyattstown. Ridge Road, it's been about the rough surface after the milling and paving project overnight. Give yourself extra time. 27 Ridge Road, if you're working down toward Brink Road. In fact, delays in each direction. Virginia, 66 and 95, just seeing some of those delays, volume forming. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got cloudy skies this morning, and then thunderstorms will be developing this afternoon. Looking at about an 80% chance of rain, high of 86 degrees. Tonight, thunderstorms early in the evening, then clear after midnight, low 68. Tomorrow, looking like a nice sunny day with a high near 85. Right now, 74 degrees, 617 on WMAO. You just heard Jamie Witten say, you know, I'll do mine, and he does his. And I get it. That's actually how things started out with Meredith, my wife. But then lately she's been doing all the lines.
Really?
Been, and the kids are in town over the
summer.
Well,
you just
she's
got a bird nest on the ground
really,
over there, don't
I'm
you?
Doing
I'm
really, telling you. It's a good situation. My old method of operation had been, yeah, I'll do the laundry. I'll do everybody's laundry. But generally it was from Labor Day through the end of January was how I would do this when I was responsible for all of the laundry. And you may ask why during those months.
I was going to ask why.
Well, you're going to do that? It was a Sunday-Monday situation. I would do most of the laundry on Sunday during the NFL games.
Oh, so you'd be in the man cave with the Washington washer and dryer nearby.
I'd sit there in front of the TV doing the folding.
Yeah, that's easy.
During the commercial breaks or at halftime, that's when you switch the loads.
Right.
And then Monday night was ironing night. Monday night football, I'm just standing there in front of the TV and I iron the dress shirt. See, this was a good way to go.
Yeah.
But then once the Super Bowl came around, nothing got done.
Nothing got done.
No, the laundry just piled up, nothing happening. How about Tom?
Yeah, but can I just tell you one little secret that I had? I actually went out and bought, because I actually would get busy and I wouldn't be able to have time. I went out and bought a whole quarter's a year's quarter, like a quarter of the year's worth of underwear.
3 months worth of underwear.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have to wash underwear for a quarter.
Yeah, there have been plenty of times when I look for a sale at the Gap instead of doing laundry. I'm like, oh, well, I could go another few days and then it's done. So. Tom in Woodbridge, you're on WMAL. Go, Tom.
Yeah, well, if you ask my wife, she'd say, yeah, oh, he never does anything I do at all. But at the same time, if I try to do the dishes, lasciami, she's Italian. Lasciami means leave me to do it. You don't do it right.
Lasciami?
Lasciami. It means leave me alone. You know, I'll do it.
Wait, what language is that?
Italian.
No. You got an Italian wife.
No, it transcends. I think if the women are biologically wired for this, it transcends culture.
I'm not understanding. We just lost another call, but there was someone else who was going to chime in and say they always get yelled at when they do the dishes wrong, and you're getting the lashami.
Exactly.
How do you do the dishes wrong?
Exactly. But I do the dishes wrong. She don't want to hear it. Now, I do all the ironing because she doesn't like ironing. But here's the other thing is, not mentioned here is every weekend, and I don't mind doing it, but it's the lawn, trimming the hedges, and they grow like crazy out
there.
Like
we
bought a new home.
You got a decent yard. That's a lot of work. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, several hours every weekend, and it's out in the this heat in the 90s. My wife can't handle that.
That ain't pleasant at all. But that's why you have kids.
We do share, but they I think they're biologically wired to moan and groan.
I think it sounds to me, Tom, like your hot Italian wife has quite a bit to moan and groan about.
And right now she's saying, lashami.
Yeah. Here's the detail. Thank you for that one, Tom. And your fate is in your own hands.
Enough.
Here's the 50% of women said they did some housework, cleaning the laundry every day. 22% of men have said. Here, 70% of women said they prepped or cleaned up food in an average day, while 43% of men said the same. So men do more cooking than they do cleaning or laundry. And then men are slightly more likely than women to participate in yard work. So everyone's saying, oh, well, I mow the lawn, I do that. Guys, settle down for a minute. It's not that great. Men, 12% more likely than women to participate in yard work. That ain't a whole lot.
No.
The women are out there doing yard work as well. I asked the women to chime in on this, and so far they're not. I think that they would rather just not discuss this.
Yes.
For sake of actually, but, you know, creating World War III here out of a small battle. But Heather Hunter, our executive producer,
is a woman,
is more than willing to jump in. We actually we're fighting her off of this topic because you've been married less than a year. How are things in the Hunter household with regard to the sharing of housework?
I remind him I haven't changed in my habits about things. So
everything's the same way as when you were single?
Well, I mean, as far as I don't cook, and I'm not into the, I mean, I clean on weekends, but I'm not a weekday cleaner. And so when your hours are basically from 4 a.m. to 6 p.m., you're pretty tired at the end of the day.
You work some major hours here.
So my husband, basically our agreement on cooking is just he'll cook and I'll clean up afterwards. So,
oh, that's nice. Yeah. What about laundry?
Laundry I do because he'll mess it up.
See, again.
He doesn't read the labels. Just like you, he doesn't read the labels. I've had so many clothes that are now a completely two sizes down.
All right. Because it's shrunk. See, this whole thing about men are doing it wrong seems to be a common theme here. I think women, but, you only have yourselves to
blame.
But
I wonder if sometimes if guys don't get it wrong so they don't have to do it.
Stop that. No. Dan and Manassas, you're next up on this. Thank you, Heather Hunter. It's 6:22.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Well, listen, whether you're doing the housework around the house or not, whether your spouse is doing it, there's one thing that absolutely remains true, and that is your house could be a profit center for you, not by selling it, but by renting it, actually. It's called rent-a-state, and renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because there's such a high demand for rentals. Our region is so transient. We got a whole lot of people moving in and out of the region coming up in the next several months with a new administration coming in, and that means more money for you. Thinking of your property as rent estate opens up new opportunities. Monthly cash flow, finding someone else to pay your mortgage. You get tax savings, appreciation, equity. Listen, you know all of that stuff. You're smart. The problem is, how do you manage your property without pulling your hair out? And that's where Renters Warehouse come in. They exist for one reason, to make renting your home as easy as possible, and they've got rent estate down to a science. They're the professionals. They'll find you quality tenants for top dollar. They handle all the pesky paperwork, even take the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets, all of this for a flat fee of just $80 a month. $80 a month for 24/7 property management? You can't find that anywhere else. Listen, find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway Outer Loop and Silver Spring crews dealing with the crash right as you approach Colesville Road, 29 Colesville Road, stay to the right to get on by. They're trying to get everything to the shoulder there, but just still see a little bit of activity. No problems to report on 270. We're doing okay on the parkways. Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway crews tell me, nope, not working any troubles. We do have some slowdowns, though, on 27 Ridge Road, both north and southbound, north of Brink Road, due to overnight milling and paving projects. You're finding some uneven pavement. 395, here we come off the Beltway, starting to see some slowdowns in through the landmark. Traffic update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline, turn-by-turn navigation means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in front on the march. That front will get here. Scattered showers, thunderstorms mainly this afternoon. A few off to the east this morning, 86 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 6:27 on WMAL. A new report shows that men are not carrying the burden at home. They are putting in more hours in the office compared to women, but it's sort of embarrassing that men are falling behind on the chores. Dan in Manassas, you're next up on WMAL. What's this deal with women telling men that they don't know how to do laundry, Dan?
Morning, gentlemen. I just got one question and one comment. My mother taught me how to do all of my laundry and taught me how to do stuff. However, once I got married, I've been married for 14 years, my wife has told me that I don't know how to do things.
Huh.
So I'm like, so are you telling me that my mother taught me the wrong way to do stuff?
It's really a subtle attack on your mom.
Yeah, Dan, I think that's exactly what she's saying. She's attacking your mother through you
that's
and
exactly
your efforts,
is,
and I think that you need to have a very serious sit-down
here. You need to address
here.
This with her, Dan.
Exactly, Dan. Thank you for asking us our advice on this.
Couples counseling with Larry and Brian.
What could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
It's 628 WMAL.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American Energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If you're even thinking about replacing your home's air conditioner in the next few years, check this out. The Right Now special from Snell Heating and Air gives you a chance to save big, avoid frustration, and beat the rush. Right now really is the best time to call Snell at 703-450-6300. When it gets scorching hot, that's the worst time to do it. But right now you can make a smart decision, and you can save a boatload. Up to $2,475 installed by my stand-up guys. We've been showing folks for years how to battle high energy bills and to protect their family's comfort. So beat the rush right now and book your appointment today.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Coming up, today is the day that the official report from the Benghazi Select Committee is released. We have advanced information on what will be in that report, and we'll give you the details right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. House Republicans' report on the attack in Benghazi due out today paints a picture of bureaucratic inertia, deteriorating security in Libya, and inadequate resources in the months leading up to the 2012 attacks. The full report's coming out today. News organizations have obtained portions of it.
There doesn't seem to be a smoking gun when it comes to Hillary Clinton's culpability when she was Secretary of State. But it does conclude that the former secretary and her top aides had the intelligence to realize just how high a risk Benghazi was for her personnel.
Correspondent Dana Bash. As the decision by Britain and British voters to leave the European Union settles in, global stock markets are settling down. World stock benchmarks stabilized today after stomach-churning swings following the vote. Donald Trump is preparing to ratchet down one of his signature proposals, that ban on Muslim immigrants.
What we're seeing right now, Donald Trump is edging further and now more explicitly away from that proposed ban on all Muslims entering the United States. Now, in many ways, this has been a process that has occurred in fits and starts over the last couple months. Now, advisors say his campaign is in the midst of working on a memo outlining very specific, kind of a tailored approach to it.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Virginia's Attorney General is asking the Supreme Court of Virginia to throw out a Republican lawsuit aimed at reversing Governor Terry McAuliffe's executive order restoring voting rights of over 200,000 convicted felons. In a court filing yesterday, Mark Herring argues that the governor had clear legal authority to issue the order. Republicans argue that McAuliffe should only be restoring civil rights on a case-by-case basis. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,140, the NASDAQ at 45,94. Sports, a night of larceny for the Nationals as they steal six bases on their way to a big win over the Mets. The O's were idle. They're in San Diego tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So, Pam, your son's off to college. You'll have an empty nest and an empty bank account.
Actually, we're doing great. We refinanced our mortgage with NASA Federal Credit Union. We're saving a ton of money, so college tuition won't be a problem.
We want to refinance and take cash out to update our kitchen, but everyone says we don't have enough equity.
Don't listen to them. Call NASA Federal Credit Union at 1-888-991-NASA. They'll let you refinance and get cash out up to 95% with a fixed-rate mortgage, even a jumbo loan. And there's no private mortgage insurance.
You refinance with just 5% equity, got a great rate, and no PMI? You must be saving hundreds.
More like thousands. If you want to refinance, call NASA Federal at 1-888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
But you don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to refinance with NASA Federal. Just call 888-991-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/991.
Sounds like I'm getting a new kitchen.
Thanks to NASA Federal.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 486583. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 888-991-NASA.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sale of the year at Chamonix is finally here. It's the summer blowout sale. Now, you've heard me rave about the amazing Genucel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes. I use it every day, and I love it. I swear by it, and you should, too. And now, for the first time ever, you can get Chamonix's remarkable Lassance neck treatment to try absolutely risk-free. Lassance has powerful antioxidants to tighten the sensitive area of your neck, leaving your skin silky smooth. With its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. When you call right now, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. And it gets even better because right now, if you order, you're going to get free express shipping. Call them, please. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Don't wait. This crazy summer sale won't be around forever. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway in good shape. Maryland Beltway topside outer loop crash at 29 Colesville Road. That's been cleared over to the shoulders. Travel lanes now open, but watch for those hefty delays almost back near Route 1 on that outer loop and on southbound 95 heavy just to merge on to that Beltway slowdown. Let's get you onto Route 4, Woodyard to Dower House Road. I'm seeing delays there, but hang on. If you're coming off of Route 4 and you take inbound Suitland Parkway, I'm looking at a solid lineup to get you just past the Beltway. Crews are looking for a reported incident. Not sure if it's an accident or a broken down, but do watch in that vicinity. You'll see crews responding. Same story with DC 295 jammed as you head south past East Capitol Street. DDOT says they're not working anything, but Waze commuters reporting a crash southbound 295 near East Capitol Street. 395 with lanes reported open, slowing Beltway as you head through Landmark, and no problems across the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Next weather maker, front off to the west of us. It'll come through scattered showers, thunderstorms mainly this afternoon. A mild morning with clouds already in. A few showers, thunder showers to the east. 86 with the storms this afternoon. That'll linger into the evening. Then the front clears, the sky clears overnight tonight. 68. Sunshine everywhere tomorrow. 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Leesburg, 73 in Damascus, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL.
It's a big, busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 7:05, Ken Klukowski, our legal analyst, will give a summary of yesterday's Supreme Court rulings on the abortion law in Texas. 7:35, we will speak with Representative Jim Jordan, Republican on the Benghazi Committee, about the report that is due to be released any moment now. We have details of that report, and we'll give them to you, in fact, in just about 20 seconds. Also, 8:05, Ken Cuccinelli, former Attorney General of Virginia, talk about the Bob McDonald decision yesterday. 8:15 gives us D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans on a whole round of firings over in Metro. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC, on the Brexit vote. I'm Larry O'Connor, and let's go, Brian Wilson.
Yes, we have much to talk about because the day has arrived that we now get to see what's in that Benghazi report. And this morning, there are many, many reports. The reporters who've been given an advance look, including Larry O'Connor, got sort of a download this morning on some of the things that are in this report. I want to start out by talking about one thing, and that was that Hillary Clinton was aware of the deteriorating situation in Benghazi. She had been given emails, and it crossed her desk, talking about the deteriorating situation, the bombings, the situation, how bad it was in Benghazi. And she took no action to do anything about it, to beef up security there. We also know that Ambassador Chris Stevens, when he was still alive, had sent emails talking about how the Secretary of State wanted to come to Libya to do sort of a victory lap and claim that, you know, she had been responsible for transforming this country and she wanted, quote unquote, a deliverable. And do you know what that deliverable was? It was to take the temporary diplomatic compound there in Benghazi and make it a permanent diplomatic compound. That's what Chris Stevens was doing there when the attacks occurred. And she wanted that. One wonders if she turned a blind eye to this report of security shortcomings in Benghazi and in parts of Libya because it went against the narrative of what she wanted as Secretary of State. She wanted to claim Libya as a real plus in her column as Secretary of State. And so maybe she chose not to take action because it was news she did not want to see, counter to what she wanted to report there. Others things we know. When the attack took place, it was very clear. They knew from the opening moments of this attack that it had nothing to do with an internet video. They were well aware of that. And yet in a principals meeting that took place, 2-hour-long meeting, by the way, there were 11 action items that emerged, and 5 of the 11 action items related to that video. It seems to me that principals meeting was more about getting their cover story, their CYA story in line so they could blame it on the video, than it had to do with actually the real focus, which should have been rescuing the people that were still under attack. And here's an act, may I just one more, one pull quote. This is actually from the report. I get it from the Washington Examiner, which had advanced look at some parts of this report. And this is a Paul Bedard reporting. What has also emerged is a picture of the State Department eating up valuable time by insisting that certain elements of the U.S. military respond to Libya in civilian clothing and that it not use vehicles with United States markings. Both restrictions appear to have been concessions to the Libyan government that did not want an identifiable U.S. military presence on the streets in Libya. We will never know exactly how long these conditions delayed the military response, but that they were even a part of the discussion is troubling. They had Marines spun up, ready to go, sitting on the tarmac, waiting for the sign to go, and they were required to change their attire, you hear varying accounts, 3 or 4 times. Yeah, because this was their concern.
Right. What will they be wearing when they come in to save these men on the roof who were undergoing mortar attack?
Who were under attack at the moment, and this was the concern. What will they wear? I would be a lot happier if they had been concerned about how quickly can we get them there. But that wasn't the discussion.
Yeah. Brian, we keep hearing, in fact, we're playing it here on our news reports, Dana Bash, and you're going to hear it from other people in the media as well. By the way, it should be pointed out, Dana Bash's ex-husband was Leon Panetta's chief of staff and was the Department of Defense representative at that two-hour-long meeting at the White House. I'm not saying that Dana Bash in some way is not capable of reporting on this story, but it just lays into you the incestuous relationship between the Obama administration and members of the media. You got Ben Rhodes, national security advisor at the White House, part of the construction of the talking points about the YouTube video, and his brother is the head of CBS News. It's just incestuous. You keep hearing this thing, and you're going to hear it all day long from the Clinton campaign and their willing accomplices in the mainstream media. Well, there's no smoking gun in this report. There's no smoking gun in this report. The Republicans spent 26 months, the longest congressional investigation ever, with millions of dollars trying to find a smoking gun, and they couldn't find a smoking gun. Do you need a smoking gun to know that O.J. Simpson may have done something pretty nasty that night with his ex-wife and that waiter? From the restaurant in Brentwood.
Cato.
No, Cato was his neighbor.
Right, right.
It was Goldman. Do you need a smoking gun?
No.
For that? No. Can a reasonable person look at all of this evidence, look at everything that's been learned and everything that's said, and reach the conclusion, at the very least, that that the Obama-Clinton administration, the Obama-Clinton policy in Libya was a disaster. It continued to be a disaster. They ignored the disaster that was coming and the lack of security, and that this was a foreign policy failure that ended up costing four Americans their lives, and they still are lying about the aftermath for their own political purposes. I don't need a smoking gun for that.
I need to spend a little more time talking about Susan Rice and what she did, and we'll talk about that in just a moment at 6:43.
How'd you like to look forward to coming to work on Monday morning? Actually get excited about your job. At WMAL, some people here don't even consider this to be work. We get to work in one of the most exciting and creative forms of entertainment, radio. We help businesses increase sales by being part of the broadcasts. Some call it marketing made easy, and the opportunities are now growing. WML is expanding in Washington, D.C., and we want you to join our team. We're looking for people with successful sales experience and the drive to help businesses grow and thrive in today's economy. If you're self-motivated, creative, and want a fun and positive workplace, then you'll fit right in. We provide market-leading resources and the leading talk radio personalities in the country, including Brian Wilson, Larry O'Connor, myself, Chris Plant, and Mark Levin. If you're interested in becoming part of the WMAL team, call us at 202-895-2444 or email your resume to sales@wmal.com. That's 202-895-2444 or email sales@wmal.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Goodbye, junk. Hello, relief.
Oh, you've heard the radio ads.
We love those ads.
You point at junk, and it disappears.
It really works. Look, this is the coolest thing ever.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Can I tell my friends?
I hope you will, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Wittens in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pretty easy on 66 this morning. No problems. The volume, as we know it, has come through Manassas, Centerville, briefly now at the Beltway. In Annandale, Beltway starts to fill in with some of that stop and go. Now to the Wilson Bridge. We're almost back to Route 5, Branch Avenue, 210 northbound. I've been looking at the volume delays as you push up toward the Beltway and Palmer Road, but now a crash reported in the backups. Route 4 between Woodyard and Dower House Road, slow. But if you're coming off of Route 4 and you normally take Suitland Parkway to get into town, a solid lineup from Route 4 to just inside the Beltway. Crews are dealing with a broken down car, so use caution as authorities are there. DC 295 off of 50, slow past East Capitol Street down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Lanes reported open on the inbound 11th Street Bridge and on the freeway each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Apex Weathermaker, a front off to the west of us. It'll come through. Scattered showers, thunderstorms mainly this afternoon. A mild morning with clouds already in. A few showers, thunder showers to the east. 86 with the storms this afternoon. That'll linger into the evening. Then the front clears. The sky clears overnight tonight. 68. Sunshine everywhere tomorrow. 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
73 degrees right now at 647.
Very quickly, let me add one more thing to our Benghazi report this morning, and it has to do with Susan Rice, who went on five network television shows days after the attacks and made the case that it was somehow connected to this internet video that insulted the Prophet Muhammad. And we now know that that was something that everybody knew from the first moments was not true. We know that diplomats, when they saw her on TV, said, "What the heck is this all about?" They said, "She's off the reservation. She's not, should we try to correct this?" Well, it's a little late. The horse has left the barn. She's already done it on five network television programs. We know that they talked for 2 hours in a principal's meeting to discuss whether or not, you know, what their reaction should be. And a lot of the focus was on getting the story out about this video, which they knew from the first instance was not that case. Then there's this. When Susan Rice went on network television, there was an email prepared by Ben Rhodes. And it said, here are the goals of that session with Susan Rice on the morning shows. Quote, to underscore that these protests are rooted in the internet video and not a broader failure of policy. And to, quote, reinforce the president administration's strength and steadiness in dealing with difficult challenges. People died, and they went on national TV and told a lie to the American people about what caused that attack. They lied because they were in the middle of a campaign and they needed to protect Barack Obama. And Hillary Clinton knew this and was complicit in this lie. There's just no doubt about it.
No, there's no doubt about it. And the paper trail absolutely supports that. Well, listen, we're going to learn more about all of that, Brian, in the report today. And actually, our listeners, all of you, will get an advance discussion of this, even more so with Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, who's a member of that committee and wrote that report. He's going to join us in just about less than an hour. So make sure you're here for that as well. Meanwhile, more going on with the D.C. Metro, Brian. My gosh, yesterday, another fire. This one over at the Gallery Place.
Yes.
Yesterday. Now, the service was restored between Mount Vernon Square and L'Enfant Plaza on the green and yellow lines, but there was a small fire. It disrupted the green and yellow lines. I have eyewitness reports within my own family who was riding the red line at the time at that place, and it was a disaster down there. Also, listen to this. 500 what are called non-critical jobs are going to be eliminated from
that?
D.C. Metro. Now, this is a big deal.
You have been saying this needed to happen, and finally.
Well, I wanted people to get fired for and named for their negligence and their contribution to the wasting of taxpayer dollars on the lack of maintenance on Metro. I'm still waiting for that. But the fact that Paul Wiedefeld, the general manager, has announced that there's going to be a management restructuring, and he said, quoting him now, in order to operate in a business-like manner and achieve cost savings, he will be firing 500 non-critical jobs.
Why
in
are
the
there
coming
non-critical
months. Well, why did non-critical jobs even exist? Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. When you approach the federal government or government at any level like a businessman, and you just don't take it as a fait accompli that, number one, anyone who has a job gets to keep their job.
Yeah.
Number two, that whatever your budget is, that becomes the baseline for next year's budget. Again, business doesn't work that way.
No.
But the federal government and many state and local governments work that way. If you start actually analyzing things as a business would, then you start saying, hey, we're wasting a whole lot of money here, and we got a whole lot of people who are not the best at their jobs and would probably be replaced, and that seems to be the situation here. So,
interesting. He seems to be taking what you call a zero-based budget approach to all this. Basically, you take every line in the budget and you say, we're starting from zero, defend every dollar that you need.
Well, we'll see, because Jack Evans is going to be our guest at 8:15. He is a member of the D.C. Council. He is the chairman of the D.C. Metro Board, and he seems to always be wanting more money.
Well,
so we'll find out from him about these firings and also about the budget situation at Metro at that time. So there's plenty more coming up. You want to keep it right here.
It is 6:51.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro with next level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features, all designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further, which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't: professional installation,
advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
6:53, time to check in on your money and see if the reverberations of the Brexit vote continue on Wall Street. Let's check in with Chuck Kamlick at the CNBC News Desk. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning. Yes, they will continue, only we're going to get a bounce today. Stock futures point to a higher open. The Dow could be up around 200 points when the day begins. Stocks have lost $3 trillion of value in the last two sessions because of Brexit. Look for Volkswagen to sign off today on an agreement that would settle its diesel emissions cheating scandal. That deal will cost VW $15 billion, reportedly. That includes the cost of buying back or repairing close to 500,000 cars. Chipotle will start a new rewards program Friday. Chiptopia rewards people based on how many times they visit Chipotle each month, not on how much money they spend. Amazon's giving teachers some help with a new program called Inspire. The program gives teachers tools to upload, sort, and share their resources with others and help them improve lesson plans. And a new study finds more than half of Americans waste their vacation days. 658 million vacation days went unused last year. Most employees blame their heavy workload. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know, summer vacation is upon us. Are you planning your summer vacation trip? And how is your house going to be? Are you going to be able to protect all your precious belongings while you're away? And how much are you paying, by the way, if you have a security monitoring service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? You're paying too much money, and you need to stop that right now. Call Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring of your house for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at $19.95 a month. They can switch your service for free, so nothing to switch over. And if you start saving today and you switch your service to Ackerman, you can get in the month of June, you can get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. With over 40 years of monitoring experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time at Ackerman Security. Security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. If technology is your thing, they've got it. They've got all the bells and whistles, and you'll be able to see what's going on in your house simply by looking at your smartphone. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get to 3 months monitoring free. 888-999-1070. Visit AckermanSecurity.com.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's do this. Sterling on 606 Old Ox Road, just west of Sully Road at Pacific Boulevard. A crash. Crews are responding. Now, if you're coming south on 28 and pushing down toward the toll road, so far a decent ride. I'm not seeing much of any backups there. 66 volume in through Manassas toward Centerville. Now, as we approach 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, to get you past the exit for 50, have a report of a crash right in that vicinity. To the Wilson Bridge, back near Route 5, Branch Avenue, Suitland Parkway. That's one area we're struggling. Seeing a slight improvement, we had the broken down car inbound Suitland Parkway just inside the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We're cloudy this morning with some thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. High of 86 degrees today, but yes, count on the rain. 80% chance of rain today, and that will continue through the night. In fact, it ups to a 90% chance of rain early this evening. But then after midnight, we'll have clear skies, low of 68 degrees. Tomorrow looking like a mostly sunny day with a high near 85 degrees. And tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 66. Right now, 74 degrees at 657.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control.
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Lots of folks across the world are having the Brexit blues. Stock markets are down and there is talk of an unraveling of Europe. Well, maybe not so fast. Many economic experts expect that Brexit to be a blip on the economic screen this year, particularly here in the United States. There may be even some benefits here in capital reserves when they flow across the pond, likely lowering interest rates for us even further. Plus, the United Kingdom has survived so much more than this. She's been a country for more than 300 years, and England has been around 800 years more than that. Great Britain has been through conquest, civil war, assassination, two great wars, a mad king or two, and I think she'll survive a breakaway from a 43-year association with the European Union bureaucracy in Brussels. Former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill once said, "We have not journeyed across the centuries, across the oceans, across the mountains, across the prairies, because we're made of sugar candy." Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Wednesdays.
The one, the only Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
Coming up on WMAO.
We'll be joined by Representative Jim Jordan, a member of the Benghazi Committee, coming up to give us his sense of what's in that Benghazi report coming out today.
Also, legal analyst Ken Klukowski gives a wrap-up on this session of the Supreme Court, including their big decision yesterday on the abortion law in Texas.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.